WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Chad Holmes again from Champion Center in the Fox Cities. Just about set to go for period number two, non-conference game. Number three ranked Neenah Hortonville Menasha and number five ranked Wausau West. Rockets come in 18 wins, 4 losses, and a tie. Warriors come in 18 wins and 5 losses. 2-1. Rockets with the lead. Warriors got on the board first. Owen Bergalski at 5:53. Power play goal that Neenah even at 11:51. From Ty Lab, and then at 14:28, it was Leighton Lab lighting the lamp and giving Neenah the first lead. 14 shots on net for West, 13 shots on net for Neenah. Warriors played a really good first period. I mean, against this level of competition on the road, they came out, they took it to Neenah very much so in the first half of that first period. And throughout the period, they played really well, had good opportunity. So I don't think there's a worry in terms of how they played in the first period. You just feel like, hey, you kind of wish you would be up after that period because they played at that level where I think they should have been up, but in the end, 2-1 is the score. A minute 25 of power play time remains for West as we begin the second period. Chase Crass, Owen Pergalski, Tyler Wendell, Cooper DePoit, and Shea Jones out there for Wausau West. Faceoff is drawn into the Neenah zone. Chasing it down for the Rockets, Calvin Zinda. He'll look for an opening and clear it all the way down ice. Julian Scalcucci will play it for Wausau West. Give it off to Cooper DePoit. DePoit has it knocked into the near side corner. Now coming to help and picking it up is Chase Crass. Crass up the right-hand side through center. Crass into the zone. Crass right corner. Crass slows it down, then coughed up the puck. And the puck cleared again. Down to 54 seconds to go on the power play. Puck is swept to the far side by Scalcucci. Owen Pergalski getting bodied up. Puck is still below the goal line. Now moved along the far side boards. Shea Jones will pick it up. Give it off to Crass. Crass over the red line. Crass over the blue line. Crass, left faceoff circle. Crass turning the corner. Had it poked away. The puck is cleared again. ...25 seconds on the power play. Puck still behind the Wausau West net. Cooper DePoit, maybe one more rush up ice. DePoit through center, crossing the red line. Crossing the blue line. Lost the puck and is cleared yet again. 10 seconds on the power play. Hendricks Damrell behind the cage. Damrell brings up the left-hand side. Damrell through center. Damrell into the offensive zone. Now 5-on-5. Damrell trying to turn the corner. Damrell behind the cage. Damrell to the left-hand side. Had the puck knocked away by Cooper Zinda. Zinda moves it to the near side. Nobody there for Neenah. Picked up by Tegan Rasmus. Rasmus pass gets deflected, bouncing around. Coming in near the net, but then cleared aside by Neenah. Puck back up to center ice. Drake Kuharski will bang it off the far side boards. Picked up by Hendricks Damrell. He'll fire it wide of the cage. Rebound backhanded off the goaltender as trying to play it off the boards quickly was Cooper DePoit. But reading the play nicely was the goaltender, Debert, got up right against the near side pipe and was able to make the stop. 15:06 to go, second period. Neenah Hortonville Menasha 2, Wausau West 1. Face-off in the offensive zone here for the Warriors. Trying to grab it is Hendricks Damrell, and it comes in on net and then covered up. Damrell took the face-off and then tried to work it in for Wausau West. Puck rolled in and covered up by Owen Debbert. Hendricks Damrow will take the draw again for the Warriors. Face off won by West. Shea Jones will fire it from the point, trying to use a screen. Ends up right off the chest of Debbert. And then he'll drop it, fall on it, take the whistle. Another chance here on a face-off in the offensive zone for Hendricks Damrow. Damrow grabs it himself and then overskates it. Puck along the near side boards, back to the point. Jones. Jones with a down low. Nice idea. Just out of the reach of K. Damrow. Puck is deflected. Picked up by Hendricks. Comes in. Shot. Rebound just off the goalie. Rebound to Caden Boleyn. And I think getting to his left to keep it from the back of the net was Debbert at the far end of the rink. Two opportunities there for the Warriors as West comes out again, putting some heat on. Now the puck picked up by Nina. Puck up to center. Puck into the zone. Chasing it down is Hendricks Damrow. Boy, Hendricks has been playing really well here tonight. Puck in the near side corner. Picked up now by Ethan Rohde behind the cage. Rohde will flip it high to center. Trying to find Kate Damrow. Puck rolls in. No icing on the play. Puck is chased down below the goal line. Left-hand side by Nina. That goes off a skate. Puck between the circles. Cleared out of trouble by the Rockets. Puck back to center. Then chip back into the Nina zone. Nina trying to reset things in their own end. Cooper Zinda will now bring it through center. Zinda into the offensive zone. Zinda trying to get around the corner. Zinda behind the cage. Zinda to the right-hand side. Zinda back to the point. Zinda moves it near side to Clayton Labs. Labs back to Zinda. Zinda between the circles. Poked away. Shea Jones got the stick on it, and then a penalty coming up on West. As losing his stick hard was Cooper Zinda. Delayed penalty on the Warriors. Goaltenders off for an extra attacker. Puck deep in the Nina zone. Puck is moved on the near side, then touched up by the Warriors. It was a good initial play made by Shea Jones, but then it was the aftermath where Shea commits the penalty. Tripping the call. Boy, again, the initial move got the puck, but then the follow ended up being the trip. There's the faceoff. Dangerous power play already scored once here tonight on the near side boards. Puck is held. With it is Drew Drock. Drock still with the puck, moves it down low. Taken there by Sutton. Back to Drock. Gets it to the point. Now back to Drock along the near side boards. Back at the point. There's a shot locked in front by one of the Nina players. That was Ty Labs. And then grabbed and cleared by Chase Kras. Interesting. Blocking his own man's shot that time was Ty Labs. Puck cleared by the Warriors. A minute 30 to go on the power play. Back up ice. With it is Calvin Zinda. Zinda into the zone. Zinda shot. Save. Rebound. Loose puck. Still loose. And then cleared aside by the Warriors. Puck back to center. Played by a high stick. But it'll be picked up by Cooper DePoint. It was played by Decker high for Nina. Puck cleared all the way back to the Nina zone. But a good stop there from the upper slot by Julian Scalcucci. Back up ice again, but then turned over. Tyler Wendell will grab it for the Warriors, and he will clear it back to center. Cooper DePoint trying to grab it. Now deflected back to Drake Kuharski. Drake will stick handle, look for an opening, and clear it all the way down ice. 52 seconds to go on the power play. 12:15 to go in the second period. 2-1, Wausau West with the Nina with the lead. Back up ice comes Nina. Left-hand side. Thrown in front. Goes wide of the target. Picked up again by Tyler Wendell and cleared all the way down ice. 11:55 to go. 30 seconds on the power play. Puck at neutral. Bad outlet pass. Tyler Wendell will grab it and dump it in deep. Puck is whipped along the near side boards. Puck is still deep in the Nina zone. Rockets down to 15 seconds on the power play. Puck up to center, into the offensive zone. Puck on the left-hand side, fed in front. There's a shot high and wide of the cage from Cooper Zinda. Warriors will pick it up, and here comes West, 2-on-2 the other way. Jake Hain into the zone. Hain whiffs on the shot attempt as the penalty comes to an end. Puck cleared back to the Wausau West blue line, grabbed by Ethan Rohde. Rohde to Hain, he'll chip it in deep. Grabbed there by Mark Sutton. Puck back up to center. Now a back up ice comes Nina. Labs gets it ahead into the zone. Simonson shot goes wide of the cage. Chased down behind the net by Ethan Rohde for the Warriors. Rohde, stick handles, moves it near side, Joe Gravine. Gravine, headman pass off the stick of Caden Boleyn, picked up at neutral by Nina. Back again into the zone comes Mark Sutton, dumps it in. Joe Gravine, far side boards, backhands it to the point, not out. Dumps into the near side corner by Nina. Picked up by Rohde, flips it high into the air back to center. Kay Damro will grab it and dump it in deep for the Warriors. 10.5 minutes to go, second period. 2-1 Nina. Puck is taken by the Warriors. Coming in front, looking for the shot. Puck is loose between the circles and cleared aside. Good rush inside by Owen Pergalski. Took it in the right corner, came in front, could not get the shot off. The puck was in a dangerous spot for a moment. Warriors keeping the heat on. And now a whistle and another penalty coming up on West. Caden Boleyn, I think, is going into the box for the next 2 minutes. I think it's going to be a hook. Yep. From behind, trying to get that puck. He hooked from behind. So, playing with fire now with the Warriors. Basically, back-to-back power plays for Nina. Near side. Pass to the right-hand side. Taken there by Simons. Simons fires it! Wide to the near side pipe. Hard rebound, whips along the boards. Back to center. Nina trying to work their way back up ice. Puck into the zone, right-hand side, Ty Labs. Labs into the deep right corner. Puck is now played back to the point. With it is Zinda, Calvin Zinda. He'll move it near side. Big shot, save, rebound in front, and wide of the cage by Sutton. Good initial stop, but Sutton right in front could not get the rebound on net. Now move to the right-hand side. Right face-off circle, shot, save, rebound loose again, and then not able to cover it up is Scalcucci. Puck back to the point. Again, Calvin Zinda. Zinda, near faceoff circle. That's Cooper Zinda. Back to the point. Sutton. Sutton gives it back to Calvin Zinda. Near side, Cooper Zinda. Back to the point, Calvin Zinda. He'll take a shot, getting a stick on it. Was Tyler Wendell, deflects it out of play. 58 seconds to go on the power play. 9:12 to go in the period. 2-1, Nina Hortonville-Menasha. Face off, near circle. There's the draw. Comes in softly, covered up by Julian Scalcucci. So another offensive zone draw coming up for Nina Hortonville-Menasha. Nearing the midway point of the period, nearing the midway point of the game. Face off the near side boards, played by the Rockets back to the point. Oh, nearly an opportunity for the Warriors, but kept in. Shot thrown in front. Puck is bouncing around and then gloved down by Julian Scalcucci. An interesting play. The puck came to the point. It nearly turned into a break for Chase Crass. He almost had the puck, but it was kept in at the blue line, right on the blue line by Nina. Crass's momentum took out of the play, and that gave Nina an opportunity. Face off to the right of Scalcucci. Puck in behind the goal line. Right in behind the net. Picked up. Looking for the wraparound attempt with Selch. Puck taken away. Up ahead. Trying to go just out of the reach of Chase Crass on a nice feed by DePoint. Crass will chase it down near side boards. Warriors looking for opportunities here shorthanded. 25 seconds to go on the power play for Nina. Long outlet does not connect by the Rockets. And that will be icing on Nina Hortonville-Menasha. Five seconds from the midway point of this game. 8 minutes and 35 seconds to go. Second period. 21 seconds on the Nina power play. 2-1 Rockets. All the scoring came in the first period. Face off is battle for. Still battle for. Picked up by Nina. Now they'll look to break it back up ice. Maybe one more rush if they hurry. Pressure being put on by the Warriors. But now up ice comes Nina. Through center ice for Hagen. Actually, that's not Verhagen, that is Drew Drock. And a whistle and an offside on Nina. So now down to 5 seconds to go on the power play. 19 shots on net right now for Nina. 18 shots on net for the Warriors. Neutral zone faceoff coming up. Warriors, outstanding work on the penalty kill. Not one, but twice here in the period. Faceoff taken by Cooper DePoit. DePoit into the zone. DePoit, left faceoff circle. Shot just wide of the cage. Good move by DePoit. Got a good shot off. Trying to go glove hand side. Penalty is over. Turnover or Pergalski. Pergalski trying to get in front. Deflected away. Oh, he was trying to get DePoit on the right hand side. The other way. Here comes Nina. Right hand side. Weinholzer lost the puck. Battle for it. Shea Jones there. Chips it. Joe Gravine now grabs it behind the cage. Gets it ahead to DePoit. DePoit gets up the center. His pass deflected and goes over the glass and out of play. Rick Kuharski was taking pictures and almost hit by that puck. He is up above the glass to the left of the Wausau West bench, and that puck was very tight against him. Neutral zone faceoff coming up. 7:43 to go, second period. 2-1 Nina. Nina wins the draw, rolled in, but great Kuharski trying to move it. Gets it ahead, Cooper DePoit. DePoit into the zone. DePoit's pass behind his target, taken away by Nina. Back up ice come the Rockets. With it is Carter Simonson. Simonson, a shot goes over the crossbar. He ripped that one hard. Now the Warriors with it up ice. DePoit, his pass off the stick of Chase Crass all the way down ice. In behind the Nina cage, swept to the far side boards. Fight for the puck, capped in by Cooper DePoit. DePoit then had poked away, but at the point, Kuharski, he'll dump it in. Puck rolls into the right corner. Bodies banging in the corner right now. Pinching in. Cooper DePoit has it. DePoit behind the cage. DePoit getting double teamed. Puck is knocked away. Back up ice now comes Nina. Puck to center. With it is Simonson. Simonson into the zone, and then a whistle. I believe an offside has been called. Stopping the clock with 6:49 to go in the second period. And a 2-1 lead for Nina. Neutral zone faceoff coming up. Faceoff won cleanly by West. Ethan Rohde will flip it ahead. That could be icing. Yes, it is. Wasn't to the red line. So icing on Wausau West. An offensive zone faceoff coming up for Nina. Wausau West and Wausau East over at the Fieldhouse in high school boys basketball tonight. With about 9 minutes to go, Warriors and the Lumberjacks tied at 49. Faceoff off the near side boards. Hendrix Damrow fighting for it for the Warriors. Another scrum for the puck. It comes loose. Picked up by Ethan Rohde. He'll get it out of the zone. Puck up the center. Bouncing around near the red line. Hendrix Damrow had it for a moment, then taken away. Back up ice comes Nina. Into the zone. Whiff on the shot by Weinholzer. Puck now deflects into the near side corner. Kade Damrow fighting for it and wins that battle. Moves it over. Turned over. Weinholzer in the right corner. Puck is still kept in deep. Now back to the point. With it is Cooper Zinda. Moves it left-hand side. There's a shot. Right pad save made by Julian Scalcucci. And the Warriors cleared out of trouble. Puck rolls into the Nina zone. But that will be icing on Wausau West. So again, boys basketball. Warriors taking on East tonight at the Fieldhouse. 49-49. We'll have the Warriors' next boys basketball game Tuesday night at home against first place Marshfield. 7 o'clock pregame right here on 98.9 WXCO. WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and the Civic Media app. Nina wins the draw. On the near side, Preston Lipke has it knocked away. Picked up by Calvin Zinda to Lipke in the near corner. Oh, good pass in front. Shot and a save. Fed it right between the circles. A fire that time by Mason King, and a good stop made by Julian Scalcucci. The Warriors clear it. It bounces in on net, and it will be held on to by Owen Debert. But a sharp period here for Julian Scalcucci, and that was a good stop on that shot from the upper slot. Offensive zone faceoff coming up now for the Warriors. The draw will come in the right circle to the left of senior netminder Owen Debert. Faceoff won by West. Tyler Wendell, shot, stick to side by Debert. Puck is moved along the far side boards. Kept in nicely by Kuharski. And now a whistle and a hand pass will be called. Hand pass on West, so the faceoff will come back into the Warriors zone. 5 minutes and 30 seconds to go in period number two. It's been 2-1 since late in the first. Nina with the lead. Rockets, third-ranked team in the state, behind Stevens Point and Brookfield. Warriors number five, St. Mary Springs number four. At the point, shot deflected wide of the cage. King right in front got a stick on that shot from the point, but did not put it on net. Puck in behind the cage, picked up by Drake Kuharski. His pass behind Jake Kane goes all the way down ice, but they say it deflected off a Nina player, and then a little confusion, and now some pushing behind the play. There was confusion between the defenseman and the goaltender. Debert then jumped on it, and then some pushing behind the play. And I think that was Xander DeBile involved for Wausau West, and Drew Drock for Nina. But an offensive zone faceoff for the Warriors. Chase Crass will step in here for West. 2-1, 5:08 to go in the second period. Nina still with the lead. Puck in behind the cage, deflects to the far side corner. Ty Labs moves it over on the near side to Evan Sarazen. Sarazen getting bodied up. Warriors trying to keep it in the zone, unable to do so. Puck up to center. 2-on-1 if they hurry into the zone. Good move with the Ty Labs. Labs is trying to throw it in front. Deflected to the corner. And then taking a run at Labs with Cooper DePoit. And DePoit will be called for the penalty. Cooper DePoit's not happy with that call. But for the third time in this period, Nina Hortonville-Menasha. Oh, I don't know. Did they give him an unsportsmanlike as well? I hope not. The referee just made a second signal. We'll have to wait and see what's on the board. Boy, this may be 4 minutes. And right now the referee is having a word with Cooper. I don't like this one. Let's see. Even if it's 2 minutes and a 10-minute misconduct, that means he's out of action for a long time. Only 2 minutes on the board, but I have a feeling he may have got a 10-minute misconduct as well. We have to wait for the official announcement here. But the Warriors, they're playing with fire here in this period against a very good power play unit. Yeah. So Cooper DePoit's not going to be available for the next 10 minutes. He will not be back on the ice until under 12 minutes to go in the third period. That is a huge loss for the Warriors. But first things first, they need now to kill off a third power play of this period. Nina was 1-for-1 with the man advantage in the first period. They have been 0-for-2 so far in this period. Face off left of Julian Scalcucci. Face off won by Nina. At the right point with it is Calvin Zinda. Moves it face off circle. Simonson back to Zinda. Near side, Cooper Zinda. Cooper Zinda down low. With it is Mark Sutton. Back to Zinda. Left corner Sutton. Sutton back on the near side boards. Cooper Zinda. At the point, Calvin Zinda. Now Cooper Zinda, shot save. And then a deflection off the stick of Sutton. Right back to Julian Scalcucci. Julian Scalcucci has been tracking the puck exceptionally well in this second period. Minute 38 to go on the power play. 4:19 to go in the second period. 2-1, Nina. Face-off won by the Warriors, and Drake Kuharski will clear it all the way down ice. Played by Owen Debert. He'll leave it behind the cage. Puck is moved ahead. Back to center ice. Now through center. With it is Carter Simonson. Simonson along the near side boards. Simonson left faceoff circle. Simonson thrown in front. Puck is loose. Grabbed by Ty Labs. Labs back to the right faceoff circle. Now, cutback. Labs was going to try a one-timer on that cross-ice pass, but it bounced off his stick, and the Warriors clear it. Back to center ice. Picked up by Sutton. Sutton into the zone. Sutton turns the corner. Now behind the cage. Lost the puck. Kuharski will whip it along the boards. Back to the point. Did clear the zone. That's an offside. Yep. Couple of close moments in that sequence. On passes, smart passes by Nina, but not able to complete the passes and get shots on net. 50 seconds on the power play. 3:32 to go, second period. Still 2-1, Nina Hortonville-Menasha with the lead. Face off at neutral ice. Chase Crass will take it for West. Mark Sutton for Nina. Warriors win the draw and clear it all the way down ice. Behind the cage again, Debert will play it. Nina has to go the full length. Puck moved to the right-hand side. Through center ice with it, Cooper Zinda. Zinda over the blue line. Zinda thrown in front, knocked away from Labs. Puck fought for in the right corner. Picked up by Simonson. Simonson holds it. Simonson back to the right point. With it is Calvin Zinda. Back to Simonson, right faceoff circle, whiffs on the shot. Back to the point, and a penalty coming up on Nina. It started with the whiff on the shot, and then there was an interference. Carter Simonson whiffed as he tried to get the puck back. He threw his body in front, and that's a penalty. So now 21 seconds of 4-on-4 time, and then the Warriors will have a minute 39 of power play time. Face off in the Nina zone to the right of Debert. Face off is won by Nina. Behind the cage, played to the near side. Puck at the point, kept in by Tegan Rasmus. Puck knocked high into the air. Puck is still loose and finally deflects up to center. Now the Rockets back up ice. Oh, good defensive play made by Hendrik Stamrol. Near side now, Tegan Rasmus passes ahead. With it is Hendrik Stamrol. Power play begins for West. Far side boards. Hendrik Stamrol rolls it down low. Cade Stamrol fighting for it, getting bodied up. Puck moved along the boards. Kept in. Kuharski. Kuharski holds. Fires it. Rebound. Turned in front. Cleared back to the point. Falling down is Rasmus. Fires it. Puck bouncing around and a goal! It went through two bodies and somehow to the back of the net. Tegan Rasmus went to a knee to keep that puck in. Threw it in on net, and I think Tegan Rasmus will get credit for the goal. It went through a couple of bodies. I think it may have bounced off a Nina player. 14:40, the time of the goal. And Wausau West back to even, 2-2. Power play goal for the Warriors. And again, Tegan Rasmus has not scored a goal until now. First goal of the season, 24th game. Hendrik Stamrol fires on net. Stopping it is Debert, and he'll hold on. Oh, it was not Tegan. It was Cade Stamrol who must have got a piece of it. Hendrik Stamrol and Tegan Rasmus will get assists. And sometimes they may change it, because the way they acted, the goal scorer usually is the first one that goes to the bench for the congratulations. Tegan, I think, thought he had that goal. But nevertheless, he does get an assist. And the big thing is, it's now 2-2. 2:09 to go in the second period. The big key right now in this period for the Warriors, though, to kill off three power plays. A very potent power play unit for Nina. For the Warriors to kill off three power plays, keep it a one-goal game, and then get a power play goal of their own. Puck in behind the Nina cage to the left-hand side. Fight for the puck. Ty Labs will grab it. Gets it to Mark Sutton. Sutton will bring it through center now for Nina. Sutton, right wing side. Sutton takes the shot. Getting the stick on it was Julian Scalcucci, and he's able to flick it over into the netting out of play. Offensive zone faceoff coming up now for the Rockets with 1:51 to go in period number two. 2-2 game. Faceoff will be to the left of the Wausau West sophomore goalie. Xander DeBile will take the draw against Ty Labs. Faceoff, battle for, comes in on net, puck is loose, still loose, save is made, and then cleared to the far side boards. That puck was in a very dangerous spot. Upper slot, Simonson moves it on the right. With it is Cooper Zinda, shot and a glove hand save made by Julian Scalcucci. He'll get some taps on the helmet from his defenseman, and another offensive zone faceoff coming up for Nina. 27 shots on net now for the Rockets, 21 for the Warriors. Both goalies have been solid here. Faceoff left of Julian Scalcucci. Far side boards. Simonson rolls it down low. Sutton battles for it, getting bodied up by Ethan Rohde. Puck comes to the near side and picked up by West and up the center. Chase Crass trying to grab it. Crass now into the zone. Crass off the far side boards, gets it into the left corner. Crass trying to throw it in front and not able to get a shot off with Parker Barrero. He has stepped in for Cooper to point on this line. Left-hand side, Sutton a shot. Easy save that time. Sutton gets it back, looks for the wraparound. Could not get it in on Scalcucci. Ty Labs in the right corner. 1 minute in the period. Puck is back to the right point. Now move near side. Cooper Zinda. Zinda turns, fires, blocked in front. Puck is loose. Picked up by Barrero. And Barrero will clear it all the way on net. So no icing. Good job by Barrero. Cleared the puck and put it on net. So no icing. Now back up ice comes Calvin Zinda. Gets it ahead. Into the zone. Simonson. Simonson in front. Simonson a shot. And a goal. It went off the stick of Simonson to the Preston Lidke on the right-hand side. And somehow the puck ended up in the back of the net. It was not a clean finish. Simonson actually lost his stick on the play. But grabbing it on the doorstep was Lidke to poke it in. Minutes, 24 seconds. Eight of those goals at the end of a period. Boy, oh boy. That one stinks. 3-2 Nina. Warriors win the draw. Puck is dumped in by Kuharski. Puck in behind the cage. Puck is moved to the near side. Puck is back to the point and back to center ice. Puck deflects to the far side boards. Caden Boleyn. Boleyn makes a nice move. Boleyn between the circles. Tried to throw it down low towards Hendrix Damro. Could not connect. Puck in behind the cage. Calvin Zinda. Down to 6 seconds in the period. Stick handling behind his own cage. Whipped along the boards. Back to center. And that will do it for period number two. Well, after the Warriors able to get back to even, a last minute goal by Nina gives the Rockets the lead heading into the third. Nina, Hortonville, Menasha 3, Wausau West 2. We'll take a timeout, come back and look at the scoring of this one coming up next. This is Wausau West Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
We'll be right back.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club is a proud supporter of our broadcast of Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club would also like to thank their program sponsors for supporting the Warrior Hockey Program and the Wausau West Hockey Invitational. Those supporters include Eye Clinic of Wisconsin, Applegate Terrace and Wausau Manor Health Services, Subway, Stewart, Britt, Merrill, and Rib Mountain Stores, and Bartelt Insurance Service. Please pay them a visit and thank them for their support of Wausau West Warrior Hockey. On Saturday night, it's a battle between the number one and number two ranked teams in girls high school hockey in a rematch of last year's state championship game as the Central Wisconsin Storm takes on the Bay Area Ice Bears. Catch all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 7:20 and the opening faceoff at 7:30. Central Wisconsin Storm Hockey on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing. It's the second-ranked Central Wisconsin Storm taking on the number one-ranked Bay Area Ice Bears. Saturday, starting with the pregame show at 7:20, opening faceoff at 7:30 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the WIAA, are the 178,000 high school sports students in Wisconsin. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Again from Champion Center in the Fox Cities. second intermission, and Nino Hortonville Menasheb leads Wausau West by a score of 3-2. Warriors tied up the game late in the second, but then in the waning moments of the second period, Rockets regained the advantage. Let's take a look at the numbers of this game. First period, Wausau West got on the board first, as getting the goal at 5:53 was Owen Pergolski. Assist on the play went to Hendrix Damrow and Cooper DePoint. 1-0 Wausau West. Needham got back to even on a power play goal at 11:41 in the period. Scoring for the Rockets was Ty Labs. Assist on the play went to Carter Simonson and also to Mark Sutton. Needham then took the lead at 14:28 of the period. Lighting the lamp was Clayton Labs. Assist went to Carter Simonson and Ty Labs. 2-1, and that would be the score at the end of period number one. It would stay that way for much of the second period. Warriors were able to kill off three Nina power plays, and then the Warriors got a power play opportunity of their own. And at 14:40, scoring for the Warriors was Kate Damrow. Damrow. Assist went to Hendrix Damrow and to Tegan Rasmus. And the Warriors were back to even at 2-2. But then at 16:24, scoring the go-ahead goal for Nina on a rebound, Preston Lipke. Assist on the play went to Carter Simonson and also to Calvin Zindal. 3-2, Nina at the end of the period of hockey. 29 shots on net for the Rockets. 26 saves made by Julian Scalcucci. Scalcucci made 14 saves on 15 shots in the second period. 22 shots on net for Wausau West. 20 saves for goaltender Owen Debert for the Rockets. Over at the Wausau West Fieldhouse, the Warrior boys have come from behind after trailing by 6 at halftime. Wausau West leads over Wausau East 69-63 with 2:02 to go in the second half. So again, Wausau West 69. Excuse me. Wausau West 69, Wausau East 63 over at the Fieldhouse with 2:02 to go in the second half. We will take a timeout and then come back with the third period. 3-2 Nina. This is Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Faux Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West.
Ready or not, it's time for winter sports postseason play, and we'll break it all down. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Believe it or not, we're into the winter sports tournament season as hockey seed meetings are complete for action that begins next week, and this weekend marks the very first postseason action in the state. On Friday, boys diving sectionals take place, with boys swimming sectionals on Saturday. Also on Friday night, the very first separate girls wrestling regionals will be held, with boys regionals on Saturday. Coming up this Sunday, the WIAA will announce the girls' basketball playoff information on the postseason bracket reveal show, running from 11 a.m. to noon on the statewide television network. WSN's Norbert Durst will once again be part of the show to provide analysis and reaction. Check your local listings for the station near you, or head over to wisports.net after noon on Sunday for the full brackets. The WIAA girls' basketball playoffs begin February 25th, with the state tournament set for March 13th through the 15th at the Resch Center in Green Bay. We're down to just one unbeaten team remaining in girls' basketball, with Wittenberg Burnham Wood holding that distinction with a perfect 20-0 record. There are three undefeated teams left in boys' hoops: Kettle Moraine, Bonduelle, and Royal. In action from Tuesday night, D1 top-ranked Wisconsin Lutheran suffered its first in-state defeat, falling to West Allis Central 78-70. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
Ready for the third period here from the Champion Center in the Fox Cities. Wausau West trailing Nina Hortonville Menasha 3-2. Nina, number three ranked team in the state in this week's Wisconsin Prep Hockey.net rankings. Wausau West, number five. Nina, a number one seed in sectional number two. Wausau West, a number two seed in sectional number one. Faceoff is rolled into the Nina zone. Played on the near side by Maxson Selch. He'll move it along the boards at the point. Keegan Rasmus will keep it in. Puck thrown in front. Check, a little chip over the crossbar by Caden Boleyn. Boleyn still fighting for it, but now picked up by the Rockets. Knocking down the pass, however, it's Kate Damrell. Damrell keeping it in deep. Puck below the goal line, right-hand side. Still fighting for it is Damrell. He'll pick it up, move it near side. Oh, it goes right over the stick of Boleyn. It was bouncing in the far faceoff circle. Could not get a shot off. And the puck is cleared all the way down ice by Nina. Puck back to center. Now the Rockets will reset at their own blue line. Maxson getting pressured by Caden Boleyn. Does get it back up to center. Puck still bouncing on. Warriors again coming out hard here in the period. Near side. Hendrick Stamrow tried to feed it right over towards Owen Pragalski. Could not connect. Puck back to center ice. Played there by the Rockets and Sutton. And Sutton will dump it in deep. Behind the cage, played by Julian Scalcucci. Nina in the midst of a line change. Bad outlet pass by the Warriors. Taken away by Nina at neutral. Back into the zone come the Rockets. Puck is taken away by West and Owen Pragalski, however, in the near faceoff circle. His long pass gets knocked down at center. Dumped back in by Nina. Behind the cage, Julian Scalcucci. He'll move it to the boards, and now a whistle and a penalty coming up on Nina. Warriors come out hard here in this period. And the Warriors will get a power play chance as they look for the equalizer. 15:34 to go, third period, 3-2.
2-1
August Weinholzer in the box for Nina. Face off right below me. Right face off circle. Face off is won by Nina. Moved along the boards and chipped back to center. Boleen will play it. Gets it to Joel Gravine. Gravine will roll it in deep. Puck goes in behind the cage. Whipped along the boards and kept in nicely by Hendricks Damrell. Damrell on the near side boards. Now near faceoff circle, down low, give and go. Whiff on the pass attempt. Cade Damrell trying to go back to the cutting. Hendricks Damrell on a give and go, but whipped on it. Now the puck is battled for along the boards. Back to the point. Boleen moves it right. Joel Gravine back to Boleen. He'll fight, bounces off the shin pad of the forward, but kept in for a moment by Boleen and then taken by Cooper Zinda, and they will get it back down ice. Julian Scalcucci is then forced to cover it up, so it'll be a defensive zone faceoff for the Warriors with 1:17 to go on the power play, 14:51 to go in the third period, and a 3-2 lead for Nina. Face off to the right of Julian Scalcucci. Face off is won by the Warriors. Shea Jones behind the cage, Owen Pergalski. Pergalski holds it. Now Pergalski hands it off. Crass back to Pergalski. Pergalski through center. Pergalski will just roll it in deep. Rolling towards the left corner. Getting there first, Xander DeBile. Also there is Tyler Wendell. Still a fight for the puck. Comes loose. Picked up by Labs. And Labs will get it up to center for Nina. Labs into the zone. Right wing side. Labs trying to turn the corner. Gets bodied up hard into the corner by Shea Jones. Good clean check by Shea Jones. Puck behind the cage. Now to the left corner. And then the second hit. The first hit by Shea was clean. Hard hit into the right corner. Labs then worked his way to the far corner. Another hit, and this one will send Shea Jones to the box. Well, there goes the power play for the Warriors. 39 seconds of 4-on-4, followed by a minute 21 of 5-on-4 power play time for Nina. 14:13 to go. Period number 3. 3-2 lead for Nina. Face off. Won by the Warriors. Oh, trying to clear it. I think thinking they're shorthanded was Skarski, got blocked at the point, so probably saved an icing. Excuse me. Played at neutral ice now by Nina, and Cooper Zinda hands it off. With it is Zach Verhagen. Gets into the zone. Zinda fires a shot wide of the cage. Puck is battled for. Now grabbed in the right faceoff circle. Whiff on the first shot by Verhagen. And now the puck taken away by West. And it, again, not realizing they were not shorthanded, was Kuharski, and he iced the puck. 7 seconds, still a 4-on-4. He got away with it the first time because it was blocked. And that time, again, he had an opportunity to keep stick handling. Face off to the right of Julian Scalcucci. Face off won by West. Puck is moved to the near side. Tegan Rasmus up to center ice. Owen Pergalski. Here come the Warriors. Shorthanded into the zone. Crass. A shot and a glove hand save made by Owen Debert. But as the minute 17 now on the clock of power play time gets underway for the Rockets, a defensive zone faceoff for Nina. Faceoff won by West, but nobody going to the puck. Back to the point. Kept in by Ethan Rohde. Goes to the right corner. Owen Pergalski. Pergalski along the boards. Gets hit hard. Going down hard is Owen. And now he gets back to his feet. Puck is picked up by Nina. Up ice comes Calvin Zinda. Zinda into the zone. Right wing side. Makes a good move. Right faceoff circle. Shot and a goal. Boy, he made a beautiful move around the defenseman, got to the right faceoff circle and ripped it home stick side against Julian Scalcucci. A power play goal for Calvin Zindoff. 3 minutes and 51 seconds of the third period, and Nina takes a 4-2 lead. Unassisted goal for Zindup. 4-2 now for the Rockets. Puck is deflected into the Wausau West zone. No icing on the plate. Battle for the puck below the goal line. Joe Gravine will grab it for West. Turns it over. A shot and a save. He fed it right onto the stick of Mark Sutton in the left faceoff circle. But a big stop made by Scalcucci to keep it 4-2. Well, right now it's a dangerous part of this game for Wausau West. Down by multiple goals for the first time tonight. Still plenty of time. 12:52 to go. But need to settle things down right now. Warriors win the draw. Puck in behind the cage. Pass ahead. Up through center ice. Here come the Warriors. They could have a 2-on-1. With it is Hendrick Samuel. Left face off circle. Fed in front. Deflected. Chopping at it is Boleyn. Puck is still loose. It goes wide of the cage. The Warriors had the 2-on-1. It was fed into the crease. Chopping at it was Boleyn after the feed from Hendrick Samuel, but could not get it home. Puck is still battle for. Back to the point. Shea Jones. Right hand side. Rasmus. Shot deflected right in front. And a penalty coming up. Who's it on? Going to be on Nina. So that pressure leading to a penalty going into the box for the Rockets. Liam Kelly. 2 minute penalty for but right now, with 12:18 to go in the game, a critical power play right now for the Warriors. Need to get one back right now, trailing 4-2. Face off is won by Nina, whipped along the boards and out of the zone. Goes in behind the Wausau West cage, picked up by Owen Pergalski. Pergalski will work his way up ice. Pergalski moves it on the right hand side. Puck is battled for in front of the Nina bench and then cleared again by the Rockets. Warriors still playing without Cooper DePoit. That 10-minute misconduct. He should be returning very soon. Now back up by Shea Jones. Jones will fire, but a whistle and an offside on West. Minute 28 to go on the power play for the Warriors. 11:45 to go in the third period, still 4-2 Nina. 32 shots on net for the Rockets, 25 shots on goal for the Warriors. Face-off is fought for at neutral. Hendrick Stammer will get it into the zone. Then taken away by Nina. Warriors will play it at their own blue line. Joel Gravine. Gravine will work it up the right-hand side. Gravine into the zone. Pass is deflected. Grabbed by Hendrick Stammer. Hendricks to the near side. Hendricks trying to work his way in front. Had a poke checked away. Picked up and then cleared by Calvin Zinda. Puck back to center. Then taken away. Here comes Nina and Mark Sutton into the offensive zone. Got it knocked away. Puck is still battled for along the boards. Picked up by the Warriors, but another penalty coming up on Wausau West. Arms are crossed right now by the coach because he said it before the game. He told the team before the game, you cannot be taking these penalties. And that was a penalty. Caden Boleyn in the box for 2 minutes for tripping. Now 51 seconds of 4-on-4, and then a minute 9 of power play time again for Nina. Cannot be shorthanded this much against a good hockey team. Puck is picked up by the Warriors, and now with it is Owen Pergalski. Gets it up to center. Trying to work his way in as Chase Kratz. Kratz makes a good move, and he could not get the shot off. Puck knocked away before he could get the shot off, and a good rush. Now back up ice, Cooper Zinda. Zinda will dump it in deep. Behind the cage, Julian Scalcucci. moves it to the near side. Now the Warriors back the other way, up through center. With it is Kras. Kras trying to get between the two defenders. Gets knocked down, and a penalty coming up. Penalty this time on Nina. So the Warriors will go back on the power play. It will be 13 seconds of 4-on-3. Then it will be a minute 10 of 4-on-4. Then it will be 47 seconds of 5-on-4 for West. That's too much adding to my head right now. But right now, 4-on-3 for 13 seconds. Puck is battle for. Picked up by Chase Kras. Moves it near side. Here's a shot. Attempted by Shea Jones. Blocked and picked up by Nina. Puck is cleared to center, but now a turnover. Warriors may have the numbers. Into the zone. Oh, and nobody following up on the left-hand side. The pass came from Rasmus, but there was nobody there. Puck now in deep behind the Nina cage. Puck is fed in front. Again, nobody there for the Warriors. And the puck cleared out of trouble.